We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Isn't it about time that we protect every human being in America, including the preborn? Go to personhoodflorida.com today to sign the Human Life Protection Amendment to establish liberty and justice for all. Again, that's personhoodflorida.com.
Welcome to The Lighthouse, a ministry of Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. And now for today's message, here's Associate Pastor Brian Longworth.
We are today applying biblical principles of legislative principles from the Bible to pro-life legislature or the pro-life bills. And we are actually going on the 22nd and 23rd to Tallahassee to lobby our politicians, those Republicans and Democrats, independents in the Florida House and the Florida Senate, to protect every innocent human life without exception. And we are going up there with an organization that I'm the president of that is a Christian organization. It's not a church, but it's a Christian organization that is working to protect every innocent human life, and that is Personhood Florida. We are working to protect innocent human life from the beginning of biological development all the way until natural death. We're working to protect humans that are created in laboratories also, where scientists have actually mixed human and animal genes and created, really, we don't know how to define what has been created, including taking a portion of a jellyfish and then creating glow-in-the-dark embryos that they destroy a few days later. With the research aspect that we have in the state of Florida, we should never allow this to happen. How about we're working to protect children with and humans with disabilities as well? Do you know that humans that are created in God's image that are diagnosed in the womb with Down syndrome, 90% of those humans are killed by abortion. And 10% of those tests are actually false tests, which means that some of those who die, about 10% of those who die, actually never even had Down syndrome. But even if someone does have Down syndrome, that's not a reason to kill that person. We're working also to protect senior citizens and we should never starve and dehydrate or over-medicate seniors to hasten death. And we're working to get the Human Life Protection Amendment on the ballot. This would add preborn human beings, to the Declaration of Rights of the Florida Constitution. And we are all working on the Florida Personhood Act. And this is a proposed act that would state in other words the God-given right to life of every human being at any stage of development shall be recognized and protected. And we don't yet have a sponsor for this act, but I am happy to report, and we're going to go over a bill today that actually is the closest to this Personhood Act of anything that we have seen, at least since the Florida for Life Act that was presented at in previous sessions by Charles Van Zandt. But this proposed legislation doesn't have a Senate sponsor yet. So I want to encourage you to join us in prayer that God would go before us and that God would, his anointing would be on us and that he would raise up legislators who would have the courage to protect and defend every innocent human life without exception. Also, if you want to financially support this effort, you can actually go to Personhood Florida, that's personhoodfl.com, and you can actually donate there to actually support this effort. If you want to go with us, you could also go to personhoodflorida.com or to covenanttabernacle.com and just let us know that you want to just send us a message letting us know that you want to go with us, and we will include you in our plans. But please be in prayer about this. But we do have a proposed Florida House bill. It is House Bill 1519, Termination of Pregnancies, by a former personhood Florida, or sponsored by a Florida former personhood Florida board member, David Barrero. And it does not yet have a Senate sponsor, so we want to encourage you, contact your Florida senator, your state senator, and encourage that person to sponsor this bill. We do have some amendments, really an amendment that we would like on one portion of it, but this bill, again, is the closest that we have seen to a bill that would protect every innocent human life. So this law would actually, if it were put into place, would ban abortion except to save the life of the mother. And when we look at, first of all, legislation and pro-life legislation, one of the principles that we talked about last week, we'll go over it again today, is that legislation must protect human life because we're created in God's image, not because of anything we can say or do or because of any bodily function or anything like that. Some of the past legislation has maybe talked about a detectable heartbeat or talked about whether a child can feel pain or not or whether a child is viable outside the womb. Really, human life should be protected, not because of what we can do. If you make human beings at the beginning of life do certain things to have a right to life, then you can also make it so that at the end of life, humans have to do something to stay alive. And certainly in past times and in past nations, including in Nazi Germany, people were called useless eaters, and they were justified, use that thinking to justify exterminating human beings that could no longer be productive in society. But this, we should protect humans because we're created in God's image. In Genesis chapter 1, verses 26 through 27, we read, "Then God said, 'Let us make man in our image according to our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth.'" So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him, male and female. So you see that God is the one that gives life. He's the one that created life. And he creates each and every one of us in his image. So because we're created in his image, our lives are valuable. Whether you can throw a touchdown pass like Tom Brady used to do, or Baker Mayfield does, or some of the other quarterbacks that are out there, whether you can catch a ball, some of them were catching balls in freezing cold weather in the playoff game yesterday. Whether you can catch a ball, whether you can run well, whether you look beautiful, whether you have all these talents, whether you have money or can do certain things, your life should be protected. We shouldn't starve and dehydrate people to death like we did to Terry Schiavo. This proposed legislation also bans abortion except to save the life of the mother. It does define unborn humans as persons with the right to life under the U.S. and Florida constitutions. And it doesn't specifically mention the Declaration of Independence, but we're going to quote from the Declaration of Independence. "We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by not you know the thing, but by their creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. So governments are instituted to preserve these rights, or to secure these rights. These rights are given to us by God. We're created in His image. The rights are given to us by God, and government's just role is to protect our rights, including our right to life. In fact, the right to life is the most important right. It is the most fundamental right. Without the right to life, none of the other rights matter, because we can't have those rights without the right to life. Thomas Jefferson said this: "The care of human life and happiness is the first and only legitimate object of good government." And so the U.S. Constitution, the Fifth Amendment to the U.S. Constitution, says this: "No person shall be held to answer for a capital or otherwise infamous crime unless on a presentment or indictment of a grand jury, except in the case arising from the land or naval forces or in the militia, when in actual service in time of war or public danger, nor shall any person be subject for the same offense to be twice put in jeopardy of life or limb, nor shall be compelled in any criminal case to be a witness against himself, nor be deprived of life, liberty, or property without due process of law." And here you see this very important principle here from the Fifth Amendment to the Constitution, that no person shall be deprived of life, liberty, or property without due process of law. The preborn children have not been brought into court and shown to be guilty of any offense deserving of their death, and they should not be put to death. And the 14th Amendment also, which this bill does reference, Section 1 says, "All persons born or naturalized in the United States and subject to the jurisdiction thereof are citizens of the United States and the states where they reside. No state shall make or enforce any law that which shall abridge the privileges or immunities of the citizens of the United States, nor shall any state deprive any person of life, liberty, or property without due process." So what we see here from the Constitution, we see that persons should be protected. And in the Roe versus Wade decision, whether the preborn child had personhood status was of vast importance. And the Florida Constitution also says this in the Declaration of Rights, Section 2, "Basic Rights. All natural persons, female and male alike, are equal before the law and have inalienable rights, among which are the right to enjoy and defend life and liberty and pursue happiness, to be rewarded for industry and to acquire, possess, and protect property." And so, and it goes on, "No person shall be deprived of any right because of race, religion, national origin, or physical disability." So there you see from the Florida Constitution that human beings have the right to life, not only to life, but to enjoy and defend life. So one of the principles that we talked about last week is that legislation must not devise evil by law. And many pro-life bills do devise evil by law with phrases such as no abortion shall be performed unless. And the biblical passage here is Psalm 94, verses 20 through 21. "Shall the throne of iniquity, which devises evil by law, have fellowship with you. They gather together against the life of the righteous and condemn innocent blood. And again, no abortion shall be performed unless the woman first sees an ultrasound, or there's parental consent, or there's a 24-hour waiting period, or the preborn child is first anesthetized. If you want to see how much sense this makes, just apply this to slavery or to lynching. No person shall own a slave unless, or no person shall lynch anyone unless they first have seen a picture of the person they intend to lynch, or they have their parents' consent to lynch someone, or they have waited 24 hours before lynching. The person is first anesthetized. So you see, this doesn't make any sense. And thankfully, this bill removes these types of exceptions, with the exception of the life of the mother. And we'll talk about that life of the mother here in just a second. So this does delete exceptions for rape, incest, and victims of human trafficking, and also fetal abnormalities. When we talk about rape, incest, and victims of human trafficking, these, by the way, are heinous crimes that should never be done to anyone. But biblically, we are called and commanded to punish the rapist, the person who commits incest, the person who kidnaps someone else. In fact, biblically, all three of those would carry the death penalty. And in the United States, if we were to roll back the calendar and we were to go back, let's say, 70 years, in really all 50 states, the penalty for rape and incest would be death or life in prison. The penalty for kidnapping would also be that. But today what happens is, instead of putting the rapist to death, or instead of putting the rapist in prison for the rest of his life, what we do is we take those rapists and we put them into jail for maybe a short period of time. We release them, put them on a sexual offender list. They are then released and a lot of times reoffend, but their children who are conceived in rape, who are innocent, who have done nothing deserving of death, are actually killed. And as hard as it is for a woman to go through rape, it is even harder for that woman to go through an abortion. Because in an abortion, she has a role and a right and a responsibility. She's playing a part of that and participating in the death of her own child, and will have to go through the rest of her life knowing that she participated in the death of her own child. And even when people come to Christ and receive forgiveness for their sins, and God can even forgive you if you have participated in abortion, even if you have advocated for the death of your own child or the death of your grandchild, God can forgive you. But really what needs to happen is not just for God to forgive you, but for you to be set free from that guilt, so that you're not going through life hoping that no one finds out, hoping that no one knows what happened, hoping that you know, you can, and always wondering how old this your child would be, how your child would look, whether your child would be into baseball or football or basketball or volleyball, whether your child would be interested in dance, or whether your child would be interested in dolls or painting, or what the interest would be. Women go through intense pain with abortion. And women who have been through both rape and abortion have told us that the rape was harder, or the abortion was harder on them than the rape was. And biblically, the principles from Deuteronomy 24:16, fathers shall not be put to death for their children, nor shall children be put to death for their fathers. A person shall be put to death for his own sins. And when we talk about rape exceptions, we're talking about real people, the human beings inside a mother's body. That are baby boys and girls are actually real people that, given the right and to continue, will actually grow up to be productive adults in many cases. And we have a board member of Personhood Florida, Pam Stenzel, who was conceived in rape, and we also have Rebecca Kiesling, who is a spokesperson for various pro-life organizations, who also is standing up to protect innocent human life. Both of them were conceived in rape, and yet their life is valuable. And Rebecca Kiesling, I believe it was 2012, when Rick Perry was running for a president, he said that he's pro-life, except in the case of rape, incest, or life of the mother. And Rebecca Kiesling said, shouldn't my life be valuable? And she actually challenged him, and he on the spot became pro-life and without exceptions, and removed the rape and incest exception because he was confronted with someone who was a product who had been conceived in rape. We also see Abby Johnson, who the movie Unplanned was written about. She was encouraged to support legislation that had rape exceptions, and Rebecca Kiesling challenged her, and she is now a no exceptions pro-lifer. This bill also does include, again, the fetal anomaly exceptions. On this, we realize that, first of all, that God is the giver of human life, and he is not, in fact, he has forbidden us to take innocent human life in the Sixth Commandment. And we have previously referenced the Orlando Women's Center, which actually openly advertises, this is an abortion clinic that openly advertises that they perform third trimester fatal fetal anomaly exception abortions. Why do they advertise this? Because the pro-life, quote-unquote pro-life laws actually have this exception in it that allow for these abortions to happen all the way up until the moment of birth. And this abortion clinic advertises that they perform them because your pro-life legislators have put that into law and allowed them to do so. And we need to call for them to stop doing this and to protect every innocent human life. This legislation does have a life of the mother exception. And this really should not be. This is the one thing, by the way, on the other exceptions that we talked about, this bill, HB 1519, does not include those other exceptions, rape, incest, but it does include a life of the mother. God's word requires that we fight to protect the life of the mother and the life of her preborn child. In Exodus chapter 21, verses 22 through 23, we read, "If men fight and hurt a woman with child so that she gives birth prematurely, yet no harm follows, he shall surely be punished according as the woman's husband imposes on him. He shall pay as the judge determines. But if any harm follows, then you shall give life for life." Over 1,000 medical providers in Ireland signed the Dublin Declaration, which affirms that abortion is not medically necessary to save the life of a mother. Certainly, there are times where it's necessary to prematurely deliver a baby, and sometimes that may even be before the baby is able or before we have the ability to protect with our current medical technology to protect and preserve that baby's life outside of the womb. Yet that is very different than abortion. Abortion is where babies are ripped limb from limb, where their arms and legs are cut off, their skull is crushed, where they're sucked and ripped limb from limb, where the chemicals are put into the woman's body to cause that woman to abort her baby that's inside of her, and that is never necessary to save the life of the mother. And we have personal experience with this when, as I mentioned last week, when my wife was pregnant with our first child, my wife was very sick, and the doctor said, we know what can solve this. We need to deliver the baby. But we also know that the baby has a better chance of living if she stays inside of you as long as she can. And she did. They kept the baby inside of her as long as she could, as long as my wife's health held out. But when my wife's health started going south quickly, they actually did. They actually jumped into action, tried to induce her. She was 5 weeks early. She wouldn't induce. And then they did emergency cesarean section. And both the mother and the baby were saved. And here we have our daughter was a dancer. She's teaching dance today. We have a beautiful picture of her flying through the air, leaping. And both mother and baby were saved because the doctors at no point said, we need to slice your baby's arms and legs off and crush her skull to save your life. No, they fought to save both lives. And there are situations where both lives can't be saved. But thankfully, doctors should, and really pro-life laws should actually require that doctors fight to save both the mother and the father. And this is really the one thing that we would encourage Representative Barrero and anyone that files this in the Senate to change, to require that doctors work to protect both the life of the mother and the life of the preborn child, and to do everything within their power to see that they can protect innocent human life in the womb. And of course, the life of the mother is something that should be protected as well. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen.
You've been listening to The Lighthouse, a ministry of Covenant Tabernacle in Port St. Lucie, Florida. Join us each Sunday morning for The Lighthouse. If you've been blessed by this broadcast, visit www.covenanttabernacle.com, where you can give us feedback and make a donation.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Isn't it about time that we protect every human being in America, including the preborn? Go to personhoodflorida.com today to sign the Human Life Protection Amendment to establish liberty and justice for all. Again, that's personhoodflorida.com.
Everlasting, your light will shine.